The inshore fishermen are a really important part of our overall fishing effort. They're large in number and they have a really important benefit on our coastal communities. So what we have recognised there in recent years is that some of the bigger boats, over 18 metres, have been coming in and fishing sprat in the inshore area. So we've put through a statutory instrument to remove them from that area, and as a result of that now there's a greater amount of fish available to the smaller inshore fishermen. The most recent announcement in relation to funding for the fuel support, that's also available to the inshore fishermen, and we want to work with them to try to ensure that they have a viability with it. I established soon after my appointment an outreach to engage with all the fishing entities around our coastline and try to understand their needs and expectations, and we've done that. Now we have Michael Berkery working on an implementation plan to see how we can protect and preserve our fishing fleets, both inshore and offshore.
The investment into the pier today, over €1 million, has been done to make it safer and more modern. But what work is going to be done with the reductions to the quotas of mackerel and so on? What work is going to be done to ensure that this just isn't a monument to an industry which is perceived to be dying?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're really going through a very challenging period of time, particularly for the pelagic species. Blue whiting and mackerel this year have seen a very significant cut in quota. What's often lost in the discussion about the cut in quota, it's as a result of there being a reduction of fish in our oceans. Some of that is as a result of overfishing in recent years, and I've made it part of my effort to call out those countries that have been overfishing, which is resulting in a drop in the available fish to catch. And that's why, together with others, we've highlighted the issue of Norway, particularly Iceland and the Faroes, who set unsustainable allocations to catch every year, which is impacting on the long-term viability of those species. Now, those countries reside, as you know, outside of the European Union, so we have a limited scope to target that activity. But we are pushing the Commission to challenge them in relation to tariff-free imports of products from their countries. So oftentimes the sort of the top-line conversation is about the quota cut, but in truth the difficulty behind that is that our species are being targeted too aggressively. And why we reduce the quotas then collectively across the European Union is to try to preserve, insofar as we can, enough of the infant stock, or the biomass as it's referred to, so that we have conservation limits in place to allow the stock not to be completely fished out, and that over time we want to recover that stock so that we have an adequate amount of fish to catch for our fishermen and women, that they're landing here in Donegal and driving a really important, strong employment sector on the processing side. And then all the other businesses that hang off of that, that are part of the supply chain, we want them to continue as well. But at the core of that is the survival of the main pelagic species, and that's why the conservation measures have to be in place.